But anyway,
and Russell Wilson at some point will have a couple of good weeks, and people will talk about him being the MVP front runner, and he won't even get a vote by the end of the year.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Let's just say last week was not as inspiring as I thought it was going to be. So, all right, we got about 14 minutes left or so, maybe a little bit less. It's time to give our game picks because that's what we do here on FPC Radio during the NFL season. We go game by game and picks. Make our picks. I was 8-7-1 in week one. I had fallen to 8-8 because I did pick the Chargers yesterday, and I was almost right. But we are going to hopefully do a lot better this week because last week I picked some duds. So let's jump into it. You talked about Baker Mayfield. Well, he and the Carolina Panthers are heading to face the New York Football Giants, the 1-0 New York Football Giants. Up in Meadowlands, of course, or is that what they call it nowadays? I don't even know. But I took the Giants in this one. I think they're going to kind of ride that momentum from the win. They're at home. The Panthers, again, they're boom or bust. They're essentially Baker Mayfield. You're going to get some great plays out of Baker Mayfield, a 75-yard touchdown pass. All of a sudden, oh, Baker, number one overall pick. But you're also going to get very mediocre to bad quarterback play. Hence, you're going to get mediocre to bad play from the Panthers. And I think the Giants, I think they're going to eke this one out. It's not going to be anything pretty, but give me the Giants in this one.
Love the Giants in this game. I pick them to win over seven games. I think they're going to finish second in the division. They could be like a long shot to win the division. I mean, that's a lot to throw out there after just 1 week. But they've been drafting pretty well. Daniel Jones, again, had a good rookie year, two bad years, and now I think he looks better under Brian Daboll, who absolutely is doing a great job with the Giants. I know it's just one game, but the players love him, and that's an important part of football, so I like the Giants on Sunday.
Next, we have the Patriots heading to Pittsburgh, and I'm assuming Mac Jones will be playing. He was roughed up a little bit of a back injury. This is a tough one. I don't know how they ended up ultimately winning that game, even though if you were to tell me they picked off Joe Burrow four times and they still somehow – eked out a win. It's a confusing and kind of the epitome of Pittsburgh because I think they have some nice players. I'm not so sure about their quarterback. This is a little bit of a homer pick, I guess. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I don't have any good reason. Let's put it that way. But I do think, they tend to handle Pittsburgh pretty well, regardless of what the situation is. So I think this is going to be kind of one of those ugly, low-scoring games where I think the Patriots are going to eke it out. But I'm not – my confidence is not high in this one.
Feels like a 16-13 game, yeah, doesn't it? Like right out of, 1977 where no one can score.
12. Something weird.
A weird, weird number, yeah. There'll be a safety involved or there'll be something crazy involved because, the defenses are better than the offenses. I like Pittsburgh. I think Brian Flores being on the coaching staff will help Pittsburgh at some point. We see what he did when he was with Miami as the head coach, and I think he's got a pretty important role with the Steelers. But yeah, this is like a toss-up game to say the least. But I'll go with Pittsburgh just to be different.
Atlanta heading to Los Angeles. I think the Rams bounce back. Atlanta's. They're the Falcons. I don't place them too highly up, but I think the Rams, after 10 days off of the opening night beatdown that they received, I think they're going to bounce back pretty nicely. So give me the Rams in this one.
Agree wholeheartedly.
Well, there you go. Good. Well, next we have Cincinnati, another team that needs to bounce back, heading to Dallas. And I think they, very, very comfortably get that bounce back because I think Dallas is in a world of hurt right now. And I just think the Bengals, you can't, as much as I was disappointed with Joe Burrow, I can't expect him to do that again. So give me the Bengals.
He'll bounce back. I like the Bengals. The Cowboys are all banged up. The interesting matchup, if they go mano a mano, will be Ja'Marr Chase against Tavon Diggs because there's just going to be like spectacular plays, good or bad for both. More so good for Ja'Marr Chase. He's that good, but I like the Bengals.
All right, next we have an intriguing matchup, Minnesota at Philadelphia, 2-1-0 NFC teams. You're pretty high on Philadelphia. Giving up 35 points to the Lions is a bit concerning. I do like Minnesota in this one. I like them to jump out to 2-0 and maybe put a little bit of pressure on your Packers. So give me the Vikings on the road in this one.
I think both of these teams are headed for the playoffs. I think Philly wins that division. Minnesota's a wild card. They may win the North. I mean, they've got plenty of talent. But I like Philadelphia in this game. It's a standalone primetime type game, and we know Kirk Cousins doesn't do well in those. So I'll take Philadelphia at home to beat the Vikings.
Next, we have Miami heading to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. I like the Ravens in this one. Again, Miami, some nice pieces. I just don't like the quarterback. I'll take Lamar Jackson 100 times out of 100 over Tua and Lamar Jackson over quite a number of other quarterbacks too. So Ravens take this one at home.
I agree. The Ravens are the better team, better quarterback. And every time I see Tua throw the football, it just reminds me of like the punt, pass, and kick contest where the kid's like 12 and he has to run up to the line to throw it. Like, it just doesn't look natural coming out of his hand. Yeah, give me Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in their home opener.
Perhaps the biggest game of the week outside of Thursday Night Football is Tampa Bay heading to New Orleans, mostly because Tampa has struggled with the Saints. And you know, the Saints are coming off a pretty impressive come-from-behind victory last week. Look, I mean, I don't think I was very impressed with the Buccaneers defense. I think they need to throw the ball more on offense if you want to score more than 19 points a game. And I think this is the week they finally get over that hurdle against New Orleans. So give me the Buccaneers in this one.
Yeah, I like Tampa as well. I think, you know, how many teams can say that they've had Tom Brady's number, and you know, he's played well against them in several of those games, and most importantly, he beat them in the playoffs. Yeah. That's his one win since he went to Tampa over New Orleans. But give me Tampa, even though the game's on the road, I like them.
Next, we have Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Side note, Tom, Matt Ryan's 60,000-yard passing touchdown football went into the Hall of Fame. You know what number it is?
What number it is?
Yeah, what number the ball is on the ball for going into the Hall of Fame.
283.
How about that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
sometimes just fate, it's an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. But
poor Matt Ryan. He needs an exorcism at some point. But yeah. And we like him, right? We both like Matt Ryan. Good quarterback, you know, like seems like a likable guy.
Yeah, sure.
This is a weird game because the Colts tied the Texans last week, right? Which was kind of a surprise.
Well, I think the Colts, I don't know. I don't know what to make of the Colts, but I actually have Jacksonville winning this game at home. I think it'd be right for an upset. And I'm feeling some Jacksonville this week. So plus I have Travis Etienne on my fantasy football team, and I really, really, really need a big outing from some of my guys, and hopefully he's one of them. So give me Jacksonville in this one.
I'll agree with you on that. They played pretty well for 3.5 quarters at Washington. I thought they'd pull that upset against the Commanders. And they always play the Colts tough. The Colts always struggle in Jacksonville. You know, they had a chance to make the playoffs last year, and they blew it. So, yeah, I'll go with Jacksonville. They're not the worst team in football. Let's put it that way. I guess that's something to strive for.
Yeah. It's pretty. Who is the worst team in football right now?
Oh, that's a good question. I think Dallas is trending in that direction. I know that's going to probably get everybody irritated. The Jets have some talent. The Lions aren't as bad as they've been. I'm trying to pick on who the worst team in football is. Maybe it's the Cardinals. I know when neither one of us are fans of the Cardinals. No, so until they get,
you know,
they're still not that bad. Yeah.
To be fair, there isn't a clear cut worst team in the league, which is not yet. Which is a good thing. Yeah. I mean, give it some time.
Right.
Again, we're all giving, Zach Wilson the benefit of the doubt, but if he's just another Jets quarterback dud, then hey, same old Jets circa 1963. So anyways, Houston, as we just mentioned, or you just mentioned, is heading to Denver to take on Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, in the Mile High City. I begrudgingly choose the Broncos to win this game. So I was trying to come up with a reason why I could believe the Houston Texans could win this game, and I just don't think that's going to happen. I was very pleased with how underwhelming the Broncos were in week one. I don't think this will be the case this week. I do think Denver's going to pull it off. So give me the Broncos.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And Wilson will probably
Let's ride, John.
Yes.
Let's ride.
Go Hawks. Let's ride, Mr. Unlimited. If he's Mr. Unlimited, then two is Mr. Limited, right? Can we agree on that?
Well, I, Like I said, I don't want to get into a whole rant about Russell Wilson, so I'll just leave it at that. So
yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Like, how about them Red Sox?
How about them? Yeah, right.
Yeah, how about that weather we've been having? I'll go with Denver in this one. But you know, some of the reports coming out of Denver and Russell Wilson's exit out of Seattle and the reaction to a lot of his former teammates to him losing that game on Monday night are priceless. Yeah, Denver's better than Houston. They should win.
Next, we got Chicago taking on your Packers. The Packers, I mean, what a great opportunity for a bounce back. I mean, I always kind of joke whenever, you know, this is to a segment of Aaron Rodgers fans that, you know, again, the top and try to elevate him high. They always, whenever there's always a highlight Packers, there's only like three highlights that are ever shown. It's always against the Bears or the Lions, which I kind of chuckle at. Again, the narrative. I'm just saying, the narrative has always been that Tom Brady says the easiest path in his division. Well, again, narratives aren't always reality. But this is a great opportunity for Green Bay at home to bounce back against a divisional opponent. I tried, John, to figure out a reason why I could pick the Bears, but I can't. I don't know enough about their quarterback. I don't know enough about what they are as or who they are as a team. So I'm definitely taking the Packers in this one.
Yeah, it looks like a blowout. It's a Sunday night game. So, you know, this would be the second straight Sunday night dud. You know, obviously you put Brady in week one against the Cowboys. You have this legacy matchup with Rodgers against the Bears, who he does own. But yeah, the Packers should win this one handily. If they don't, then they've got some issues.
Yeah, then on Monday we will be very much dedicated to talking about the Packers and some of their issues if they lose this game. Because yeah, losing to Minnesota on opening week, even as bad as it was, it is what it is. You know, and I mean, you can get past that. They go out and go back to back, and it's, you know, I'll throw this in. If it's some of the same issues we saw, especially offensively, then you get concerned. Then you're like, okay. Maybe there is a problem, a long-term issue brewing here. So,
yeah.
All right, last couple games. We have three left for Sunday. We'll save the Monday nights for, well, Monday. The Jets head to Cleveland in a I just don't care about game. I really don't. I mean, who cares about Jacoby Brissett versus Joe Flacco? You know what I mean? I just don't care. But I did care enough to pick the Cleveland Browns because I don't think I've ever picked the Jets in my entire life. So. Go Cleveland.
I'm going to pick the Jets in an upset. My upset special of the week, go Jets, go. I'm waiting for the announcer of the game to say, you know, a rematch of the 1986 divisional round between the Jets and Cleveland because they haven't done much since. Yeah, I'll go with the Jets because there's always one game that doesn't make much sense, and maybe this is the one.
Next, we have Detroit hosting the Washington Commanders. I think this is going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring back and forth, and I think Washington's going to pull it out. So give me the Commanders.
Yeah, top two picks from the 2016 draft, right? Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, who have moved on to, in the case of Wentz, his third team, and now Goff with his second team. Yeah, it could be a fun game. This is the first time in 24 games that the Lions are actually the betting favorite. I mean, that's incredible. I love the Lions in this game. I thought they played pretty well against Philadelphia, and I think they'll get their first win of the season on Sunday.
So there you go. And last but not least, Seattle at San Francisco. Normally a game that is always full of headlines. Might be a little bit different now with different quarterbacks, different projections for each team. But Seattle is coming off a win, and San Francisco is coming off a pretty big loss. But I do like the 49ers at home to eke out a win, and maybe we'll get a better look at Trey Lance, the quarterback, in a more favorable weather setting.
Yeah, without question. I mean, San Francisco should bounce back. Emotional win by Seattle. On Monday night, shorter week, San Francisco should be able to handle them.
Just like we handled the show today to close out the week. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. That's going to do it for us here today. We will be back, obviously, on Monday, but tune in Sunday morning for our Full Press NFL Sunday and, of course, our Full Press Fantasy Football Live show to preview everything happening and all that fun stuff. So thank you, everyone. Give us a follow on Twitter at FPC Radio Live, at Full Press Radio. I am at IG LEN31. And of course, John is at John Sapp 25. So have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. And we will talk to you on Monday.